Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and we welcome you to our September 11th, 2013 edition of CNN Student News. This is the anniversary of a tragic day in American history when members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist group hijacked four passenger planes in the United States. They flew two of them into the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers in New York City. Both towers eventually collapsed. Another plane was flown into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., damaging a significant part of that massive building. And on the fourth plane, it's believed that passengers tried to take control back from the hijackers. That flight crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. ...2,977 people were killed in the attack. It was the worst act of terrorism in American history. And when President George W. Bush addressed the nation that night, he foreshadowed the American response.
America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world. And we stand together to win the war against terrorism.
It was the beginning of an international campaign to fight Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. That started in Afghanistan because that country's leaders refused to turn over Osama bin Laden and other Al-Qaeda terrorists who were living there. Every year, memorials like these pay tribute to the victims of 9/11, honoring them, naming them, ensuring that they, like the date itself, are not forgotten.
This latest idea floated by the Secretary of State, John Kerry, picked up by the Russians, is it possible this could avert a U.S. military strike on Syria?
It's possible if it's real. And, you know, I think it's certainly a positive development when the Russians and the Syrians both make gestures towards dealing with these chemical weapons. This is what we've been asking for, not just over the last week or the last month, but for the last couple of years, because these chemical weapons pose a significant threat to all nations and to the United States in particular. That's why 98% of humanity has said we don't use these. That protects our troops and it protects children like the ones that we saw in those videos inside of Syria. So it is a potentially positive development. I have to say that it's unlikely that we would have arrived at that point where there were even public statements like that without a credible military threat to deal with the chemical weapons used inside of Syria.